You got Ken and Beezy, Sophie and Mike, feet for a ride. The people want to know, was the mic still on? I'm saying.
Well, did y'all hear what Post Malone said about hip hop?
Who cares, Max?
Here's the thing. Like, what Post Malone, I can't front, I fuck with his music, but these comments that he said.
You saw that? Hey, you saw that shit too?
Y'all just missed Rob's face. Rob sounded so upset and offended.
Yes, he did.
That is cool. His debut album was pretty good. So, you know, White Iris is dope.
All right, that's on record.
Nope. But he had a quote the other day, and I'm paraphrasing, so I'm not saying it exact, but he was saying, if you want to get, you know, heart, thought-provoking music, don't listen to hip-hop. You know, we just did a review on Sahai. Mm-hmm. Right. He makes you feel a whole bunch of fucking emotions, right? Like, especially like when we were talking about New Africa. You know, we talk about Big Crit and the whole second disc of an album, a whole hip hop album, a real hip hop album, is talking about the stresses of real life and shit that you go through, right? It's hitting emotional points. So what the fuck are you saying that hip hop doesn't touch on this, or not to listen to hip hop if you want to feel emotional?
Because you just named albums that Post Malone would probably never listen to.
Well, maybe, but I'm just saying in hip hop, there's a lot of shit like that. You hip hop is deep. It's not just surface level.
Well, like, yeah, why would he say that?
I don't know.
Why wouldn't he say that?
Because even if you don't listen to, like, you have to know that there's thought-provoking hip-hop out there. You have to know that.
I don't think he does.
I don't think he knows.
I think he walked into rap as a visitor.
Not saying I'm giving him a pass for that, but yeah, Vulture. I don't think.
You say what?
Vulture.
But yeah. He's a user, just like fucking, what's the other dude? Dickie. Like, you walk your stupid ass in here, and you do every trope, every stereotype that hip hop has.
Mm-hmm. The cornrows, the grills.
And then you have the fucking nerve to then, like, turn your nose up to hip hop? Like, really?
Who the fuck is you?
Who the fuck are you?
Does he rap?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, he's the one that you remember that Iverson seems. Song, like White Iverson. You probably heard it.
Everybody heard it.
It was on
trash.
It goes trash. That sounds tight, huh?
I don't know what that is.
I can't.
This is
garbage.
I got you.
But it just sounds like he kind of sits, like, moans over trash.
Yeah, he kind of does.
That's what most rappers do.
Where's the rapping?
But he's not necessarily a rapper, but he's dabbled in hip hop music because he used hip hop beats.
Okay, hold on, time out.
No, I'm not giving him a pass.
Is he a rapper or not? He's a hip hop genre.
He's a fucking rapper.
Okay.
He's a rapper?
Yes. He's a fucking rapper. He tries to act like, oh, I'm a rock star. Yeah, that stupid new thing that rappers do. They try to pretend that they're not rap. He's a fucking rapper.
Is there, are people rap? All I remember is the hook, but people rap on
that? He raps the way, if you call Future a rapper, then Post Malone's a rapper. Like, he raps that kind. Like, he kind of,
he's more melodic.
But he's still a fucking rapper.
Yeah.
Okay.
He tries to say that he's not just because it's easy to get, like, more attention if you're like, oh, I'm not really a rapper. Yeah, you are.
Right.
And he needs to be chill. All right,
hold on.
But I think he's more of a singer than a rapper.
I agree with that.
No, we're not going to do this.
But he's not a rapper. Like, he's a singer by trade. Kind of listening back to that, I guess it kind of... Because it is kind of more singing than rapping.
Like, when you listen to this song.
It is. What? Because when Drake sings, that's how he sounds.
He's not technically rapping. He's not rapping. He be singing.
Nope.
Nah, I think even Post Malone will say.
He's not a rapper.
It don't matter.
I'll trust you.
It doesn't matter
because you've listened to it way more than I have. So I'm not going to argue with you because you obviously know more than I do. So if you say he's not a rapper, I'll take your word for it. But he's still benefiting from hip hop.
I know you're not.
I'm saying I agree with you. Fine, he's not a rapper. You know, like I said, you know more than I do. So let's just say he's not a rapper,
right?
But he benefits from hip hop.
Exactly.
So for him to then say these things about hip hop, making the music that he does.
Exactly.
It's still
exactly. Yeah, because he's part of the genre. Like, you ingratiate
yourself
into. Even
if you're not part of the genre, it's still some ignorant shit.
But to come in and to come into the culture, right, and to get your rise through the culture, popularity,
right.
You're selling records, people know who you are.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you can do that in pop. You don't think you can do that in country. I don't think you can do that in other genres.
It doesn't seem like he has a hip-hop audience. I think he benefits from the culture itself, but I don't think he has a rap audience. I think if he comes out and he says, you know what, everybody, fuck rap, he'll be just fine because all of his fans, they'll just follow along with him. Yeah, they don't care.
No, I agree where he doesn't just have a hip hop audience, but I don't think that his music, like without hip hop, because all his music has hip hop influences.
Sure.
The beats, how he sings his hooks, the subject matter.
Oh, you mean if he takes the hip hop influence from his music?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, so that, you mean if he just left hip hop, like the culture, if he just left the culture of hip hop.
And I think eventually if he just left the culture of hip hop, he dud out.
And still made the type of music. Yeah. But is he still making the type of music that he's making now?
Yes. Without hip hop, I think it's impossible because he wouldn't get the features, he wouldn't get the beats. Like, he would be a brand new artist, and I don't know if that fan base would support that.
I think
because a big part of his fan base is the fact that he gets a 21 Savage on a track.
When where we are now, and I'll continue to say it, we are in danger of losing this thing.
Hip hop culture?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, we are. I'm ringing the bell.
You know what, Ken? I don't think we're in danger of losing hip hop culture. I think you're scared of the evolution.
Like, this is not a fucking evolution.
No, it's not an evolution. Because you have artists that are not from the culture that are infiltrating the culture that are now getting a huge audience that are not part of the culture. So now it's like they're almost taking the culture and creating their own culture from it.
Is a prime example.
Which is what happened to jazz. So it's like at some point this is going to become a suburban culture and the urban part is going to be completely left out.
Yep.
And at that point is when hip hop culture now has a problem.
Something else dope is going to happen for us?
Not necessarily. No.
No, not if we let it happen.
I mean,
did something dope happen for jazz?
Nope.
Hip hop.
It became old. And inspired. Right, and nobody wanted to do it. Too,
yeah. What? That hip hop came from jazz? No.
It's not the next thing. Yeah, because, you know, like the...
And also...
No, they did. Because, like, the hip hop artists use those records, you know what I'm saying, to make hip hop music.
Hip hop artists use disco records to make hip hop music.
They use disco and jazz.
Reggae was kind of like the genesis of hip hop. It started with that.
I don't know about reggae.
No, I agree. I think it's more dancehall disco before it's jazz.
Yeah.
Jazzy rap didn't come until later.
I feel like it was disco first and then they pulled from jazz as well.
But way later. I don't think hip hop was
late 80s,
off.
Late 80s.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That's what 90s. I remember. You know, I'm just speaking for what I remember.
Late. Because hip hop was in 70s.
It was like mid 80s.
Yeah. So, yeah, man.
If we have more Jake Pauls.
Jake Paul is clearly white. Dickies. But I don't think Post Malone is clearly
white. Post Malone, white as fuck.
I didn't know if he was white when I first saw him.
You thought he was mixed with black?
White Iverson?
You know why you thought that? Because of the way he acts and the stereotypical bullshit that he does. I'm just saying, like, if you look at him, I think he looks white. He looks like a bad remix of Riff Raff.
I don't know. I was fooled. I thought maybe
really?
He was mixed.
You
thought wow. With what, bro? Like this man is white as this cup, dog. Yeah. Like he's not as white.
And
as
his song
cup.
Is White Iverson.
Yeah.
He didn't say mixed Iverson.
I understand that.
he didn't pull a logic on y'all. All right,
I got you.
There's nothing black about that.
He's white.
No. I get you. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, ain't mixed about
it. It was something. I can't remember.
Maybe you saw somebody else.
I know.
You thought it was Post Malone.
I thought he was white right away.
A lot of those goofy rappers like him, they all look alike. So maybe you saw somebody else.
And I have the exact quote too, so we could kind of.
So what's the exact quote?
If you're looking for lyrics, if you're looking to cry, if you're looking to think about life. Don't listen to hip hop.
Was he misquoted?
No, that's a quote.
He
also added, "Whenever I want to sit down and have a nice cry, I'll listen to some Bob Dylan."
And that's fine.
Yeah, that is. But
a lot of people listen to Bob Dylan.
But that's
you can
got
have a
nothing
cry
to do with this. Like, there's plenty of hip hop.
Yep.
And then that's a slight. You're taking another jab. Like, you doubling down. Like, you gave up the
right. Now you give me examples.
Right.